The prison administration has commended the Ankorafuor prison for reducing overcrowding from 250% to 0% within 4 months. The decongestion was achieved through redistribution of the prison population. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Chief Public Relations Officer DSP Vitalis Aye hinted of replicating the success chalked up in decongesting the Ankorafuor prisons. He further stated that the service is to construct a secure perimeter fence around the Ankorafuor main camp prison to allow the facility to be upgraded from a Category D to a Category B prison to house more prisoners of various security classifications to help sustain the decongestion of prisons in the central and western regions. He spoke to Bright in Trauma.
We are all aware the Ghana Prison Service is facing a challenge of overcrowding in our various prisons in the country, mainly because the prisons that were built centuries ago have not seen any improvements in them, and reclassifying them has become necessary. So as a matter of urgency, to reduce overcrowding, the prison administration set up a transformational task force to put our heads together to see what can happen to reduce the overcrowding in most of the country's prisons that we have. And the focus for now is in the central region, which eventually moves to the western region. Central region because for now we have the new maximum prison being built in Ankorafuor. Even though not completed, we've realized that there's some space in the maximum prison that can take some inmates from the Ankorafuor annex and the Ankorafuor main camp prisons. So as a matter of urgency, these prisoners, which have been categorized and screened, have been sent to the Ankorafuor main camp to ease the congestion on the next prison. So having done that, there's now space for Ankorafuor annex and main. And the administration, again, is sourcing funds to wall the Ankorafuor main camp, which was just a camp prison, an open camp prison. If that happens, it then means that prisoners will be sent to Ankorafuor main camp, which will be walled, and it will serve as a remand home or a transitional point for prisoners where they can be distributed to other parts of the prisons in the western and central regions.
How soon are you going to replicate this with the other prisons?
Well, when we are able to house Ankorafuor, that is wall Ankorafuor main camp, we move into the northern region. How soon I'm able to put a time frame on it? That can be very soon, because this does not require too much money from government. It will require money depending on where you find yourself. In the case of Ankorafuor, the infrastructure was there. The problem in the northern region, central regions, will need to move. That will require so much money. So I can't put a time frame on how soon we move to the other parts of the country. But it's on course. After Cape Coast and western region, the next move will be Ashanti and northern region.
Problem now is not how to decongest it, but how to sustain this policy. How is this feasible?
Feasible in the sense that if you look for now, with the new prisons we have in Ankorafuor, we have moved prisoners with high sentences into the Ankorafuor main prison. They won't come back to the annex or camp prison. Again, we have reduced the numbers. And if you look at the report very well, we are doing something with the British government. And we believe, we are very hopeful, that will get some funding from them. If this funding is given to us and we wall the Ankorafuor main prisons, it now becomes a remand prison. It will be sustained. Once it's walled, prisoners are put in there. The risk of escaping is very rare. So it's already done. Central region and western region very soon will not have prison overpopulation as we complain now.
Chief Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Prisons Administration, DSP Vitalis I.